Because the first world is the world that Ezekiel was living physically. And we saw God came to where Ezekiel was and met with Ezekiel in the first world. Then it's God who made it clear by directing him to another world, because Ezekiel says, the heart of the Lord was upon me, and he took me to a valley where there was dry bones. That was the second world. Another thing that was very mysterious is that Ezekiel was knowing only the first world, without knowing that there is another world that the Lord has put forth his own image. It takes God to come by the way of Ezekiel so that Ezekiel can meet with the God and go to the second world. And after being met with God, God was the one who was the driver and director to the second world. It was God who directed Ezekiel from where he was, that is the first world, to the second world. And God knew that led there at the second world, there is elected sinners, but they are dead. Number 3, we saw that these dead bones had nothing that they can do on themselves. They were just dry, hopeless, without Christ, without a decision. Here is how we saw that a man has got nothing that he can do before God, so that the Lord is to recruit him to himself. And there is only one thing that a sinner does is to do nothing but just lying hopeless without Christ. That's why John chapter 6 verse 44 says, nobody can come to Christ unless the Father God blows him. It takes God to come by the way of a sinner and draws him to himself. So that glory and honor should always go to God, and a sinner should always bow before the Lord. We are thankful to God because of the gift of life and salvation given freely to us without our good works contributed. And And if in that salvation is by works, then a man is sinless, hopeless, nothing but dead.
Ukanakhala kuti chipulumusotu chikudalira ntchito za munthu munthu akanapezionea kuti munthu wopenda chiyembekezo aiyeea kuti chitaakuaaa.
So we hear that everything is the Lord who is doing.
Ndipo tiona bwino kunena kuti china chilichonse ndi mulungu mwine wakamena
mukupanga. Here now Ezekiel is in the second world, the new world, the spiritual world.
Ndera leno tione misopano Ezekiel ujapa wafika mu dziko la chinthu limene ndi
usiku. God opened the eyes of Ezekiel so that he should see the gold that was lying in the valley.
Mulungu anamutsegulira maso Ezekiel ndiyo ndinachenena kuti aone mafuta amene anagona likudzwa munthu.
Which means it is God who opened the eyes of a sinner so that he might see the mysteries of the gospel.
Zomwezi kutanthauza kuti tizimachita kutengera mulungu mwini wake kuti amutsegulire munthu wochimwa maso kuti akwanise kuona chinsinsi cha kukongola kwa mfungo wabwino.
If God can never open your eyes, you will never see what God is speaking or the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kumatunga di mungu mwine wake sanga jida kutu gira mato yo, sisi za tesa kutu kaone, kile mbe wadu wa abu yo.
Number four, we saw that it's God who opened the ears of Ezekiel so that he used to hear what the Lord is going to speak to him.
Chachinayi tinaonanso kunena kuti ndi mulungu mwini wake amene achitsegula mavuto ake a Ezekiel kuti atanze zimene mulungu
achita. Here fully shows that nobody can hear the gospel if it is the Lord who never opens it, his or her ears.
Izinso zitanthauziratu bwino kunena kuti zimachita kutengera mulungu kutsegula mavuto a munthu kuti akamve uthenga wabwino koma ngatiti mulungu musangathe kuwumva.
So to conclude this, nobody can come to the Lord unless the Lord draws him.
Ndiyepomba mkota paizi, chintu choyamba chonena kuti kulibe ngakhale mmodzi amene akhoza kudza kwa Ambuye ngati Ambuyeyo sanachite chilipo pa iye.
Number two, it takes God to open your eyes so that you should see Christ in the scriptures.
Chachiwiri nchonena kuti zimachita kutengeratu Ambuye kukutsegula maso kuti ukatse kuona Khristu oonekera
mʼmalonda. Number three, it takes Christ, takes God to open our ears so that we should hear the mysterious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ndipo chachita nchonena kuti zimachita kutengera mulungu mwini kutsegulira matutu kuti tikanthe kuwumva.
Which means the overall truth of this, Christ is hidden in the scriptures.
Tomwezi kutanthauza kuti kupatula pa zinthu zimene zizi Yesu Khristu ndi wotitsika mʼmalemba.
The overlaw of this Christ is to be revealed so that one can preach him.
Ndipo chinsinsi cha zinthu izi nkunena kuti Yesu Khristu akachite kuvumbuluswa mwa munthu kuti akakhulupirira.
Here Ezekiel is in the new world now.
Ndipo apa tikuona kuna Ezekiel ali mdziko la sopanoyo.
God is directing him to preach, to speak whatever him is going to speak to him.
Ndiye mulungu wamupasa kapena kuti wamusankha iyeyo kukamupatira mawu amene akufuna kukayankhula iyeyo.
Because we saw that God asked him, can these bones, dry ones, come to life again? It was a very difficult question to Ezekiel to respond.
Ndipo tinaona funso limene mulungu amamufunsa Ezekiel kunena kuti kodi mafuwa ankukhala anso ndi moyo ndithu. Ndiye funso lovuta kwambiri Ezekiel adyani.
Now verse 4 of Ezekiel chapter 37 says,
Yifaleka mukamaona mu ndime yake yachinayi ya Ezekiel chapter 37 akuti,
again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, ye, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Which means God brought the ear that he hears to the dry bones, so that when Ezekiel would preach to the bones might hear the mysterious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pamenepo anati kwa ine, nenera kwa mafupa awa, nuti nao. Mafupa oma inu inkanyima wa Yehova. Kudamu yeza kwenye kuti kuonaka mungu wana kutuka mafupu kwa mafupa oma aja. Kuti yezeku ya kamala mkwa mafupa aja, kati kumpa jimene kutu ya kula mkutu.
So we see here the bones that were very dry, hopeless bones, hearing the word of God. Nothing is impossible with God.
Ndiyo tikuona hapa sopano kunena kuti mafupa amene ndio uma kwambiri akupatsira kutulokanga mawa Mungu kuti asibarike chotasera ndi Mulungu.
Verse 5. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I'll cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
Ndimeke yachitsana kuti angelo ambuye Yehova kwa mafupa awa. Taonani, ndikalenga kubwera mwa inu ndipo kukhala anthu.
This is God speaking to Ezekiel about the bones that are very dry.
Apatu ndi Mulungu amene akuyankhula ndi Ezekiel kunena za mafupa amene ndi ouma kwa mafupa.
So, the bones were hopeless, that is the first thing.
The second thing is God was
speaking about the life in the bones that are very blood.
Verse 6. 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 Verse 6.
So it starts with behold. It means he's bringing the attention to what God is going to speak to the bones.
So
when God spoke of this, Ezekiel prophesied or preached what God told him to the bones. Now God is saying, I'll cause breath to enter into you.
So when we go back to the creation,
of this world, we saw in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, whereby God molded and breathed in, and it became life. That is a man by the name Adam.
Ndifanele tikabwera sono kuyangana kumbuyo pa malengedwe aje amuzi kwa Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 kuti Mulungu akaumba dongo yana chakudzira mu mbuto wake ambanga kukhala ku kana chikwa ku
mbuto. This breath that God breathed into the made one brought life to that made that became a man. Without a belief, that thing was moneyless. The belief is life, is Christ. Anything. All of us, without Christ, we are dead.
Chiri John se mai fe jimene jin kosi kosi chiri ka wanda Christ bitu ka bina wakuma Christ mai fe chiri jago.
Whatever can be doing without Christ is nothing before the Lord.
Wajina chiri John se mai kosi chiri da wanda Christ bitu zoga tanchi da wanda kama wuga.
Again, here we saw that it takes God to bring life into this so that a man is to become a man, so that a man should be seen and called by the name Adam. Without the breath of God, that one was not a man, that is life.
Ndifanele tiona kuti ndi mpweya umene wowo umene ukupangisa kunena kuti munthu achire munthu koma yopanda mpweya umene ndiwo kushana ndi munthu ayi.
So when we go back into the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 5, we saw that God was preaching what he has already done in the book of Genesis. So whatever he starts with, he ends with that. Again, here he was preaching the origin of sin of a man. Because before these dry bones became ripe, they were hopeless, meaning they were appointed that they are but sinners, wretched, blind before God. Same with us, whatever, in whatsoever day we come in, when we are preaching, make sure you point the people or say that we are sinners. But if it takes God, takes Christ to die on the cross, not for everybody, but to those him erected, so that they should become right before God. That's why Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, without shedding blood, there is no remission of the sins. Which means Christ died on the cross so that the sins of the erected sinners should be patched away, taken away, to be consecrated. That's why, for one to be saved, it takes Christ to die on the cross, so that their sins should be patched away, should be taken away, so that their souls, their rights, should be consecrated and justified. So the condition of the bones are dry, hopeless, dead. But God is taking Ezekiel to that place, very hopeless place, with life in his heart, to bring to the dead bodies. It takes the breath to enter into the dry bones. Not the bones to do something decisionably before the Lord. The other thing he says, and ye shall live.
They
living who come after the bringing in of the
breath.
Before the breath entered in, the bones are hopeless but dead. Which means the breath give back the life to the bones. The life is born after the breath in. The life is born after the breath in. Let's see what happened on the cross when Christ was dying. Bible says he cried, "Run, Lord, while Rama Sabakatan."
Bible must be given up when I would have full out of when I was in Mungwanga and Mungwanga when this is dying.
And when he cried, he gave the last breath.
You were a man, I did a woman, a minute to Anna with someone, but I wouldn't permit
the last breathing of Christ on the cross was the blessing of the church on the cross.
You know,
here there is a cross that is communicating the two. When we say the cross, we are talking about the Christ. Here there is Christ who is communicating the two. Which means without Christ there is no any communication between the sinner and God. So the last
breath
of Christ was the giving back of the church on the same cross. Which means it is and it was Christ who breathed the belief so that he should die, and he is the one who gave back to the church in his body with the last breath on the cross. So the scripture is saying, hear the word of the Lord.
The Bible Jehovah.
It is only the word of God that is to be heard by the bones. That is the erected sinners, so that the breath should be in and life should be seen. Again, another thing that is seen here is that this is the word of God now doing upon the dry bones. To Ezekiel is just to prophesy, that's it. But God is doing the work of giving breath, giving the work of giving life, giving the work so that the bones will hear. Where is fasting? It is forbidden. Nothing that you can post on yourself. God does the work from the beginning until the end. He never gave a space to a man to do on his own. Salvation is by grace and grace alone. That's why a song is sung, celebrate the song that we see in our hymns, Amazing Grace, how sweet these
sounds.
Let us sing first before we continue. That is hymn number 73. Amen. When Christ was dying on the cross, first of all, he took all the people that God erected from eternity into his hands and climbed the tree together with them so that he might give life to them when he is dying.
Boyambado Ambuesu, Anna Denga and Wons, and then Wadana was Sankiratu, Serapanki, and the Gabriel and the
The preaching that Christ has been preaching for that is 3.5 years when he was on this earth was correcting together all those that are his so that they might be led when he is dying on the cross. Other comforting words is that Christ says, I've got other sheep that are in this fold. The other sheep that were not in that fold are these Gentiles, are we who have just born before, after Christ has ascended into heaven. Blessed is this gospel that comforteth my heart and my soul. Even today I'm speaking, there is other sheep not yet into the fold. Preach the gospel in season and without season. Those that are his will be drawn to himself and be in the fold and celebrate together the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next week will be on verse 6, whereby it says, and I will rain sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And he shall know that I am the Lord.
Sabatalama wa tukitha kaa, tiku piti tisa mshabata la jumani maka maka jumani kwa siki umamu na kongu bo, ikra ni uro na nungu kukula inu, tiku kuna inu, kukulo na kukulea, kukulo na kukulea, kukulo na kukulea,
here we saw God working, doing all the work upon the salvation of the sinner. But today we were on verse 5 whereby it says, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, that is paying attention, God is speaking, I will cause breath to enter into you and ye shall live. The title of the message of today, I'll cause breath to enter into you, the work of God. That is verse 5 of chapter 7 of Ezekiel. To God be all the glory because of this beautiful time that the Lord gave us for today. He purposely directs all things to us is just to bow and worship all ways. I Our last song will come from Book of Psalms 55. I will just read it. That is to the chief musician on Signot, Matthew, a son of David. Psalms 55. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hid not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make announce. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is so pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and all hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the wind, storm, and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have been violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me, that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into her, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall serve me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud. He shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them. Even he that abideth of earth, because they have no changes. Therefore they fear not God. He that put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him, he hath spoken his covenant. The word of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were often than sorrow, yet were they drowned swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out of their days, but I will trust in thee.